Revelation 2, verse 5. It's been said that if you fall from Ephesians, you fall a long way. You fall further than from the Sears Tower or from the Empire State Building. You fall farther than Balajura Mountain. Or you fall further than the Everest or Kanchenjunga. Because in Ephesians we are in the heavenly places. If we fall from Ephesians, we fall further than we would fall from Rome. Because of the character of the truth that is presented there. So what is Ephesian ground?
How
did an assembly come into formation there? Actually, Paul was at Corinth.
In Acts
chapter 18. And when he came to Corinth, amongst the first contacts was a Jew named Aquila.
And
his wife Priscilla. It was a husband and wife team.
And
they both had to work. They were tent makers. Paul was a tent maker. So he went and stayed in their home.
And
he made tents. He was interested in sport. Probably it might have been basketball or football, the equivalent in those days. Because there was a great sports stadium in Corinth. Just a short distance outside the city. And the people who came to see these great sports events stayed in tents.
They
needed to buy tents.
Aquila, Priscilla, and Paul were making tents. But I'm sure he was interested in sport because he was interested in the people because he wanted to reach out to them with the gospel.
अनि त्यहाँनिर पनि त्यो खेलकुदमा भाग लिन आउने मान्छेहरू प्रति उनीहरूले चासो राखेका थिए.
And in course of time, an assembly came into formation at Corinth. The Lord gave a special vision to Paul. He said, I have much people in this city.
अनि यसै कारणले गर्दा समयको अन्तरालमा त्यहाँनिर मण्डलीको सुरुवात भयो किनभने पावलले भन्छन् मसँग धेरै मान्छेहरू कोरिन्थमा छन्.
Paul continued there. How long?
कति समय सम्म चाहिँ पावलले त्यो समय बिताए भने त्यहाँ?
Not quite. I will come to the 2 years later. Good. It might have been. It tells us he continued there a year and 6 months. And then it says he continued a long time.
अनि एक वर्ष छ महिना बसे भनेर भनिएको छ.
So after that he stayed a good while. If you made the good while 6 months, maybe 2 years. But definitely you've got a year and 6 months. More than a year and 6 months.
सायद त्यो 2 वर्ष भन्ने बुझिन्छ. तर पनि 1 वर्ष 6 महिनाभन्दा अलिक बढी बसेका थिए होला.
And all that time, Aquila and Priscilla had Paul in the home.
अनि त्यो सम्पूर्ण समयमा 1 वर्ष 6 महिनासम्म नै प्रिस्किला र अक्विलाले पावललाई आफ्नो घरमा राखेका थिए.
Do you think they might have talked about the Lord Jesus in that time?
अनि अब तपाईँलाई कि तिनीहरूले प्रभुको कुरा गरेनन् होला त्यत्रो समय गर्दाखेरि.
Do you think they would have discussed the scriptures in that home?
अनि तिनीहरूले पवित्र शास्त्र बाइबलको बारेमा छलफल गरे होला.
What do we talk about in our homes?
आज चाहिँ हाम्रो घरमा के कुरा हुन्छ त?
What do we read in our homes?
हाम्रो घरमा हामी के पढ्छौँ?
What do we watch in our homes?
अनि के हेर्छौँ?
And you know, beloved, we have Paul in our homes also.
तर हाम्रो घरमा पनि पावल बास गर्छन्.
Some of us have had Paul in our homes more than 1.5 years, more than 2 years. Many years we've had Paul.
हामी कतिको घरमा यो पावल बसेको 1 वर्ष 2 वर्ष 3 वर्ष अथवा कयौँ वर्ष भएको हुन्छ.
Because we have the word of God in our homes and there are 13 letters expressly by Paul.
अनि किनभनेदेखि परमेश्वरको वचन बाइबल हाम्रो घरमा छ अनि यसमा चाहिँ 13 वटा पत्र पावलले लेखेका छन्.
First of all, letters expressly to churches which deal with assembly truth.
अनि पहिला चाहिँ यस्ता चिठीहरू लेखिएका छन् जुन चिठीहरूले चाहिँ मण्डलीको सत्यताको कुराहरू गर्दछ.
I think to 7 assemblies or in the case of Galatians to a group of assemblies.
अनि मलाई लाग्छ 7 वटा एसेम्ब्लीमा गला ती पनि पर्न सक्छ.
And then there are letters to individuals.
अनि यो एक एक मण्डलीलाई चिठी लेखिएको छ.
Paul was interested in individuals.
किनभने पावलले एक एक व्यक्तिमा चासो राखे.
That's a word for us, for pastors, for older brothers, even for younger brothers. We should take an interest in individuals.
अनि कति मण्डलीका गोठालाहरूको लागि अनि हामी सेवा गर्ने जवान दाजुभाइहरूको लागि पनि हो कि हामीले एक एक व्यक्तिमा चासो राख्नुपर्छ.
There are collective exercises in the assembly which we partake together.
मण्डलीमा सामूहिक रूपले काम गर्नुपर्ने कति अभ्यासहरू हुन्छन्.
And we had a wonderful time of fellowship this morning and then we partook of a meal like a love feast together.
अनि हामीले अहिले बिहान राम्रो सङ्गति गऱ्यौँ, वचनहरू सुन्यौँ, पढ्यौँ, त्यस पछाडि राम्रो भोजनको सङ्गति पनि गऱ्यौँ.
And the pie was really good. I'm feeling better already.
अनि साह्रै मिठो लागेर मलाई.
So Paul looked after the collective aspect
so carefully, his great burden for was for the church. He suffered on account of the assembly.
अनि यह पाव को इतनी हृदय को बोल सही मंडली को लागे थियो र मंडली का खाते में ले दुखा पनी भोगे.
But he didn't overlook the individual. There was a one-on-one ministry as well, and how important that is to take an interest in souls.